This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Eskom has submitted its 2023 proposals for tariff restructuring to the energy regulator NERSA, showing how the group wants to make sweeping changes to its price structure. According to Eskom, its current tariff structure is heavily outdated and does not reflect the true cost of generating power. Let's speak to Eskom's pricing electricity specialist, Shirley Salvori, joining us on the line. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and yes, I think Eskom has made proposals.
Oh, you're someone just getting into it.
Yeah. Okay, you ask me questions then. Go for it.
All right. Just I think maybe as a good starting point, just talk. I mean, I've just said in the introduction that the current structure, according to Eskom, tariff structure is outdated. How so? Tell us about what it is, what that structure is, and why it's what makes it outdated.
Well, we last made changes to our structures, our tariff structures. So this is not about a price increase.
Okay.
This is about rebalancing our charges so that fixed costs are more accurately recovered through fixed charges. So we last made changes to our tariffs in 2012. That's 10 years ago. And as you know, the whole energy environment has actually changed. We've also been applying average price increases to all the rates equally for the last 10 years. And we now want to make sure that the charges themselves reflect the different components or the different services that Eskom provides. So Eskom provides energy, it provides network services, it provides retail services. So it's a rebalancing really of these charges. It's not intended to recover more revenue than we have that's approved. And it just means some people will pay more potentially and some people are going to pay less.
Okay, because I was going to say then, how is it, if it's not necessarily about increases in the tariffs and so forth, how is it going to impact us as consumers? Maybe.
So if you're looking at residential customers, the average residential customer will pay more or less the same as what they're paying at the moment. We've just rebalanced the charges. We've also, on our residential tariffs, removed what is called an inclining block rate, which means that for the first bit of consumption, you pay a low rate, and then you pay a much higher rate for the second block. We're removing that. And by doing that now, customers will pay a flat energy charge. And then we've converted some of the energy, the costs that are included in the high block rate into fixed charges. So the average customer will pay more or less the same as what they're paying at the moment. And also, you know, just depending on how you consume, we're also looking at introducing a time of use tariff for residential, which means you can actually save if you respond to the signals in that tariff. So you would actually pay less than what you're paying now.
Let's talk about something that recently caused a big hullabaloo in the media, and that was the fact that there would be something called some kind of a solar tariff. Now, in terms of this restructuring that you're talking about, how does it factor in the new forms of in energy, at least electricity generation, power generation, with people installing solar and so forth?
So, unfortunately, the press or the media got it a little bit wrong. What we're proposing is not to have anything special for people with solar. So all customers, these changes that we're proposing is for all customers. We're not specifically targeting somebody that has solar. If we may introducing, let's say, the fixed charge, because that was the big hullabaloo, it's the same for every customer, whether you have solar or not. Mm-hmm. So there's no specific special solar tariff that is actually being introduced. We do want customers with solar, though, to go onto a time of use tariff, because people with solar will consume at peak times in the evening when the sun's not shining. So we're providing signals that they can actually respond to if they have solar. But it's not a special solar tariff. There's no such a thing.
Now, when it comes to the tariffs as they are, one of the things that a lot of we often hear callers onto the station complaining about is that it seems to them that there is not a uniform way in which they are charged, particularly those who are on prepaid, saying that it seems to them that they are paying more since they've moved to prepaid than they were when they were just on the normal if I can call it normal, but on the regular meters, yeah.
So we don't have a special prepaid tariff. So whether you prepaid or you build, the tariff is the same. But the problem, of course, is the inclining block rate, which is what I explained earlier, where if you buy over a certain amount, you might have got a 100 kilowatt hours and you paid, let's say, 100 rand, and now you go and buy 100 kilowatt hours and now you got to pay 200 rand, for example, because you go now into the second block. Eskom's proposing to totally move away from the inclining block rate tariff and go back to flat rates for all customers. And we still will have a subsidized tariff for lower consumption, poorer customers. That will still be retained. But we want to move away from the inclining block rates, and we're just hoping NERSA will support us on that proposal, because customers don't like it.
All right. And now, when do you expect these, if approved, when do you expect this restructured tariffs to come into play?
So the restructured tariffs will, the regulator approves, and they might approve some of the proposals and some not, but we're hoping that approve everything, will be from the 1st of April 2023.
From an actual tariffs point of view, can we expect electricity to become progressively cheaper with the more we get IPPs onto the system and all of that, and maybe once we get more regular, should we say, more reliable supply of electricity?
Oh, that's a difficult question to answer. Obviously the energy mix is changing, moving from traditional coal-fired power stations to renewable power stations. But we've also got to realize that you always need to have backup for renewables. So when the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow, you're still going to need a power system that can manage all of the different demands. And currently Eskom is the party that fills in that gap, when the sun's not shining and the wind's not blowing. So yes, renewable prices have come down significantly, but you still need power stations that provide capacity. And our energy mix in the future is going to change.
Okay, thank you so much, Shirley. Shirley Salvori, Eskom's retail pricing specialist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Or should I say, she is the corporate specialist for retail pricing at Eskom.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.